This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for being part of the Living Mishnah movement. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and my dream is to present Torah and mitzvot with pictures and cartoons to better engage our students and endear them to Hashem's Torah. Today, Mishnah 725 in the series is commemorating two yard sites on Chaf Beis Teves, dedicated by Ian Kletter, as a chus for the Aliyas Neshamos of Rav Dov Biro Fishel Ben Yaakov, Zichron Lebracha, and Maris Chana Rezel Bas Chaim Meir, Zichron Lebracha, a survivor. Thank you to the Kletter family. And again, Baruch Hashem, this is a fascinating Mishnah we have today, which will be definitely decorated with a little bit of AI technology, L'Shem Shemayim. Our Mishnah is in Masechet Yevamot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah is going to mention 12 different scenarios, and I'm going to try to make it easier for you to chap, of when a person is allowed to do Yibum or when a person is not allowed to do Yibum. Now, officially, if a married man dies without having had children, his brother should marry his wife to have children. Okay, that's a normal mitzvah, but not always is it possible. And that this Mishnah is going to bring many hechetimsas, many examples. So says the Mishnah, Yesh mutarot lebaalehen v'asurot leyiv mehen. There are some women that are permitted to the husband that they're married, but they are forbidden to do yibum with the brother-in-law. And we're going to see some cases. Then we have mutarot leyiv mehen v'asurot lebaalehen. And there are some cases where a woman would be mutter to do yibum, even though she was really forbidden to marry that husband. Shocking, right? Mutarot le'elu v'le'elu. Some cases she's mutter to her husband and to the brother-in-law. Va'asurot le'elu v'le'elu. In some cases she was forbidden to the husband and forbidden to the yavam. Okay, so let's see these different cases in our Living Mishnah series. So red over here stands for these people are not able to do yibum. Ve'elu mutar le'balein v'asur le'yiv mehen. The following people, the following women are permitted to their husband, but they're forbidden to do yibum. So the first scenario is she was married to a Kohen Hedyot, but then when he dies, she's a widow. Or she might have been a widow even when he married her. So now she cannot do yibum to her husband, to her brother-in-law, who's a Kohen Gadol. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Hedyot, if Mr. A, shenasa talmana, he was a Kohen Hedyot, and he married a widow, v'yeshlo a Kohen Gadol, and he has a brother-in-law, Mr. A was again a Kohen Hedyot. And he has a brother-in-law who's a Kohen Gadol. So now the Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum. He would have to do Chalitza. He would have to have the Chalitza that she would be permitted to marry someone else. But he cannot do Yibum. It would have to be Chalitza with the shoe. And that's a whole ceremony. Says the Mishnah, new case. Cholol Shenasa Keshera V'yeshlo Ach Kasher. Okay, so the case here is a Cholol. A Cholol is a Kohen who really was born from a forbidden union. For instance, his father was a Kohen who married a divorcee, a Gerusha. So their child is now a Cholol. So if the Cholol married a kosher girl, and when he died, now his brother, the Kohen Hedyot, cannot marry her because since she had relations with the Kohen Cholol, so now she is considered forbidden to her brother-in-law. So again, you have a Kohen Cholol, and when he died, his brother-in-law cannot marry her. That's Mr. C and Mr. D, because the rule is the Cholol shenasa kashera v'yeshloach kasher. In that case, Lamaisa, that kasher brother is not allowed to have relations with a woman that was, again, in this case, where she had relations with a Cholol. Yisrael, fourth case, now third case. Yisrael, shenasa bas Yisrael, v'yeshlo ach mamzer. What about a Yisrael that married a Yisraelis, but he has a brother that's a mamzer? Uh-oh. So that brother, so again, Mr. E married a Yisraelis, so Mr. F was a mamzer, cannot do yibum with his sister-in-law. Fourth case. Mamzer shenasa mamzeres v'yeshto ach Yisrael. So mutar levalein v'asur liyivmeyan. So a mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres, but when he dies, his brother who's a Yisrael cannot perform yibum because Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Okay, so that was that case where there was a mamzer married to a mamzeres, but the brother who's a regular Yisrael cannot perform the yibum. Okay, now we have a new case. These cases is mutter to the yavam, but we're actually usher to be married in the first place. Sounds strange, right? Says the Mishnah, Eilu mutarot liyiv mehem. There are some women, they're permitted to do yibum v'asur al baleim, but really they were forbidden to marry to their husband, but they did not veiru by marrying him. They were over on a lav. We're not talking about an irva here. We're talking about a lav. So there's still the mitzvah of yibum. Kohen, gadol shekidesh et almana v'yesho ach kohen hedyot. So we know that a kohen gadol is not allowed to be mekadesh a widow, but he has a brother that's a kohen hedyot. So the halacha is that she's permitted to the yavam, but not to her husband. Okay, the husband was not allowed to marry a widow, but the kohen hedyot is allowed. Okay, new case. Kasher shenasa chalala v'yeshto ach chalal. So there was a kasher kohen that married a chalala. So now he's not supposed to do that. So when he dies, his brother, who's a chalal, is allowed to marry her. Okay? So he was kosher, and his brother was a chalal, and the chalal is allowed to marry a chalala. Okay, kasher shenasa chalala v'yeshto ach chalal. Okay, now we have another case. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. There was a Yisrael that married a mamzeres. V'yeshto ach mamzer. So in this case, the Yisrael was not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but when he dies, the mamzeres is allowed to marry his brother who's a mamzer. So the Yisrael should not have married her, but when he dies, his brother who's a mamzer is allowed to do yibum with the mamzeres. Another case, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesho ach Yisrael mutar liyiv mehen v'asur lebalehen. This case was a mamzer married a Yisraelis, and then when he died, the Yisrael brother is allowed to do yibum. Okay, so the mamzer should not have married the Yisraelis, but when he dies, his brother who's a Yisrael is allowed to marry the Yisraelis. Now the Mishnah is going to say cases where she's not allowed to marry the husband and not allowed to do yibum. What are those cases? Asurot leilu v'leilu. We'll give you examples where she's usher to her husband and usher to the yavam. Kohen gadol shenasa talmana v'yesho ach kohen gadol kohen hedyot. A kohen gadol married a widow. So now when he dies, he has a brother that's also kohen gadol, which could happen in the case where the first kohen gadol became tamei and they had a substitute kohen gadol. So now that kohen gadol cannot do yibum to a widow. And the other brother, Kohen Hedyot, can't either, because since she married the Kohen Gadol, that made her like a halala because she had relations with the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that is the case. The Kohen Gadol married, and now his Kohen Gadol brother and his Kohen Hedyot brother cannot do yibum. So he was usher to her, they're usher to her. That's the case. Okay, says the Mishnah. Kasher shenasa halala v'yesh lo ach kasher. There was a kohen hedyot that married a chalala. So he was not allowed to do that. So he's usher. What's a kohen doing marrying a chalala? And his brother, who's a kohen hedyot, memela can't do yibum. So the kohen should not have married the chalala. And the kohen hedyot, of course, cannot do yibum either. Another case, there's so many cases in this Mishnah. Yisrael shenasa mamzeret v'yishlo. Okay? I'm saying Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yesho ach Yisrael. So Yisrael married a mamzeres, and he has a brother Yisrael. So that brother can't do yibum. He's not allowed to have relations with a mamzeres. Okay, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesho ach mamzer. If a mamzer married a bas Yisrael, and he had a brother that's a mamzer, so both of them are really usher to marry her. Now, regarding when is chalitza necessary, you can go through each of the cases and figure out in the event where he can't do Yibum, if he could do Chalitza. And you could check in the Rambam about that. And there are other cases and that are in the Mishnah. And the bottom line is that generally a normal person getting married, it's possible to do Yibum. And believe it or not, Sephardim hold you a person could do Yibum nowadays, even though it's rarely done, but it is done. There are examples. Chacham Asher Chashval is a Dayan, and he has presided over real Yibums nowadays. But the Chazal tell us that the reason why Chalitza is chosen instead of Yibum nowadays, especially by Ashkenazim, is because we don't believe that a brother is so L'shem Shemayim when he marries his sister-in-law to do the mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, Abba Shaul said it's better to do Chalitza. Mashiach should come, and thank you very much for listening to this incredible Mishnah. Big Yasher Koach to the Kletter family, and the Shamash family, and the Lax family, and all the families that helped me promote Yiddishkeit in a beautiful way, a way that clarifies and makes it easier for the learner to steig.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.